Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips to the PC. It is Saturday, the 26th day of October, Anno Domini 2019, and you, you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And it's 6 minutes after the hour. We're going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose. Kick off your shoes. Don't get the blues. Here comes the... Hey, it's the 26th of October. Today's the anniversary of the shootout at the OK Corral. 2:45 p.m.
Pew, pew, pew. And we had Mole Day this week, too, so happy Mole Day.
Yep.
Huh? And,
yeah, 10:23 was Mole Day. But just be careful you don't end up with a mole of moles.
Mole Day. It's math. It's a measurement.
Avogadro.
It's Avogadro's number.
I worry about him.
We all worry about him, but it's not just because of that.
Oh, no, that just adds to it.
Yeah. All right. Before I forget, we are in a pledge drive, and we want this to be our last Saturday. We want to end this drive by this week. So the only way we get to do that is if you folks become members. As you know, and I've said this only about 100,000 times, as you know, the fact is that this station exists on your donations, and that's the only way it works. We don't have any government's money, not federal, state, local, any government at all. We get our money from you people. This is how this works. And so we need you to become a member of this station. There's lots of ways you can join. There's lots of levels you can join at. Don't forget, you could be a Jazz-O-Matic member for $10 a month or more for as many months as you want. We automatically take the money out of your account with your permission, of course, and you get the thing at that level. So let's say you decide to become a $10 a month member for a year. That's $120. You get the gifts we give out at $120. So it's a tiny little bite every month as opposed to a big bite all at once. So that's an awfully good deal. So if you want to do that, you can easily make the pledge. We have the lovely Linda sitting around waiting for you to call. Don't let her just sit around and twiddle her thumbs. Make her work. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free. It's 1-800-790-0415. If you don't want to talk to Linda, and why wouldn't you want to talk to Linda? But if you don't want to talk to Linda, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And for all those of you listening to the podcast during the week, and there are many hundreds of you, please, please become members. We want to stay on the air. And it's the same thing. Just go to jazz901.org and make a pledge. We want to stay on the air. As many of you know, I am no longer in the newspaper. So this whole idea of getting rid of things has hit home for me. So I would really like to stay on the air here. And I know Steve and Dave would as well. So please, make a call, make the pledge, and I'll read the news. Hackers breached a server using the popular virtual private network provider NordVPN and stole encrypted keys that could be used to mount decryption attacks on segments of its customer base. A log of the commands used in the attack suggests that the hackers had root access, meaning they had almost unfettered control over the server and could read or modify just about any data stored on it. One of three private keys leaked was used to secure a digital certificate that provided HTTPS encryption for NordVPN.com. The key wasn't set to expire until October 2018, some 7 months after the March 2018 breach. Yes, this breach happened 19 months ago, and we're just finding out about it now. Attackers could have been could have used the compromised certificate to impersonate the NordVPN website and mount man in the middle attacks on people visiting the real one. Details of the breach have been circulating online since at least May 2018. Based on the command log and other of the leaked secret keys appeared to secure a private certificate authority that NordVPN used to issue digital certificates. Those certificates might be issued for other servers in NordVPN's network or for a variety of other sensitive purposes. The name of the third certificate suggested it could also have been used for many different sensitive purposes, including securing the server that was compromised in the breach. The revelations came as evidence surfaced suggesting that the two rival VPN services, TorGuard and Viking VPN, also experienced breaches that leaked encryption keys. In a statement, TorGuard said the secret key for a transport security layer certificate for all of TorGuardVPNAccess.com was stolen. The theft happened in a 2017 server breach. The stolen data related to a SQUID proxy certificate. Until more information is available, it's hard to say precisely how people who use the NordVPN should respond. At a minimum, users should press NordVPN to provide many more details about the breach and the keys and any other data that were leaked. Some experts, meanwhile, suggest people move off the service altogether. So our poll of the week, I'm delighted to say, at soundbites.org, is NordVPN breached? Your choices are, oh no, I use them all the time. I've used them occasionally. I use a different VPN. I don't use a VPN. And what's a VPN? So far, we've got 99 votes, I'm delighted to say. I'm very pleased. And so far, I don't use a VPN is just under 50%, followed closely by use a different VPN, followed by what's a VPN. And of course, you can always say other. And if you say other, then we encourage you to go to the forums at soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y. Francis would like us to remind you. Scroll down on the right under fascinating stuff. You'll see the forums. The second forum down is the poll discussion. And so far, at least the first thing in the poll discussion is 26 October 19, NordVPN breached. And of course, you can also give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415.
Yeah, like I said before, you know, we're getting close, as we were talking before, getting close to the end of this pledge drive. We're getting very close, folks, but we need you folks. I know I wasn't here last week to harass you.
That's right.
I apologize for that, but I had other family member things to take care of.
Never apologize for family.
I am back this week to haunt you folks in that, you know, like I said, other than family emergencies, us three are usually here every week. Every darn week. And it's not like we get some big paycheck. I hate to break this to you, Nick.
Wait, what?
Yep. Glad you're sitting. But we're getting the same raise again this year as we got last year.
Hey, not bad.
Yeah. But you know what? For the amount of information that we bring to you folks each week, and I know anybody that's been listening for any amount of time knows that we've a number of times had folks, you know, call in and we kid about, you know that thing that you told us me to do last week that I tried it and it works great. Thanks. You guys got it right. And we'll go, really? We got that one right?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So, you know, and we don't ever try to intimidate anybody else because it's been one of my philosophies for as long as we've been doing this show. The only dumb question is the one that you don't ask. Because unless you ask it, we can't help you, folks. But you know what? Our listeners are fantastic in that they step right up there and ask the questions and everything else. And you've heard it, too. Oh, I'm doing this for a friend. Wink, wink. You know?
Yeah, right.
We don't care. We get in there and help them out and solve their problems and that. So the two times that we come to each year, it's so that we can continue keep giving this advice. And helping you folks out because things are always changing and you know that in your lives. You look back to the days and it wasn't that long ago when you were working with 386s and 486s and everything else. And we've been there over all those years helping you through different hurdles and everything else. So, you know, help us out right now and step up to the plate. Give Linda a call. Keep her busy. And the other thing, too, is you can do it online securely. And that gets Rob involved, too, whether you realize it or not.
Yeah.
He's got the Saturday off, maybe. If you folks keep him busy, though, taking in pledges, he's got to get that information back to us. So it works both ways. We're both getting at him.
Yep.
And we're keeping the station going. So please, pick up the phones and give us a call. Keep Linda and Rob busy.
585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. You can pledge securely online at jazz901.org while we talk to Carl from Pottstown, PA. Hiya, Carl. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. You?
Pretty good. I have a question about podcasts.
Yeah.
I listen to podcasts, and when I switch from one to the other, sometimes the volume varies quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering if there's any software I could download to a cell phone that I use to listen to these podcasts, an Android cell phone using the latest operating system, whatever that is, that would equalize the volume levels.
The podcast player you're using may have a leveling program. Sound leveling, sound normalization is what it's often called. I don't know of one for Android. There's ones for computers.
Yeah, I don't off the top of my head know of one. I use that's a very good question. I use a thing called, hold on, I'm looking at it as we speak. I use one called Podcaster, I think it's called. No, those are my websites. Yeah, podcast, just called. No, it's the one from Google. And settings, audio player. This one does not seem to have any sort of settings stuff that you can do directly, immediately for all of them, as it were. I've also got Podcaster. Yes, I get it. Thank you. All I want to do is take a look at the settings. Thank you very much. Display configuration, network, player, audio effects. This one does have audio controls, including an equalizer.
It's not exactly an equalizer. It's a normalizer.
Yeah.
Or leveler. Do you download them directly on your phone, or do you download them on the computer and then copy them to the phone?
Well, actually, neither. What I do is I drive around in my car, and I plug the output of the cell phone into the car's auxiliary input jack, and I do live streaming as opposed to downloading.
Oh, very cool.
That uses your data plan. Be aware of that.
Right, but I do have unlimited data.
I hate you, just so you know. Yeah, I don't off the top of my head know of one that does that. That's interesting.
I see one called App Volume Control that Android Central was talking about in one of their forums. It's only got 3.5 stars.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Everyone has their own idea of what the best level is.
Right.
I try to have mine just barely peek into the yellow while we're recording, so it's as loud as it can be without trying to distort too much.
Mm-hmm. Podcast Addict. Does seem.
Hello.
No, everybody's complaining about it. Nobody seems to be.
It's got 4.5 stars with half a million reviews.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know of anybody who's doing that off the top of my head. I'm sorry. If anybody knows, please call in. That's my favorite part of this show.
You can try Podcast Addict. I don't won't install on my computer because
Did you say you're on Android or on?
Yeah. So I shouldn't be looking in the Google store. I should be looking in the Android store.
Right. Carl?
Yeah.
Did you say you're on Android?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, this is Android. This one, Podcast Addict.
Yeah. I would check. What program are you using now?
Well, actually, what I'm doing is I'm just going to the website, talkstreamlive.com, and I don't think I'm using a podcast player, unless it's somehow embedded, but I seem to just be going to the website, talkstreamlive.com, and then selecting a podcast, and it starts playing.
Yeah, that would certainly work.
Yes.
But that's not going to let you.
Right. That's using a web stream, not the actual podcast file.
Right. So that's not going to do it, frankly.
Okay.
I'm surprised they don't have all of their podcasts leveled.
Yeah, there's certainly a
big enough thing.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You might want to check the settings in there. Do you have an account? Do you sign in, or do you just play them?
I don't have to sign in, no.
Okay. Because sometimes in the settings, they might have a leveling program. But it surprises me they're not already leveled.
What it sounds like is that they're just forwarding the streams, and so
they're not really doing anything. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Although, Dave... Dave goes nuts checking the levels on our board
to make
sure that we're leveled, and you'd think that every radio station would do that.
Well,
I guess some are leveled higher than others.
Well, but what he's saying is not that the individual levels are bad inside the shows, but that
they're different
one to
the
next
shows,
one.
Yeah, there's no improvisation.
Yeah.
Right, and it seems like the podcasts that are low in level, they're always the same ones. So I know if I go to a certain podcast, it's going to be very low, and I'm going to have to crank up the level. And others are always loud, so they're always the same. So I kind of memorized which ones are low and which ones are loud,
yeah,
but they never change.
I think it's sort of like, Carl, back in the day, remember they put that smart chip in there for TVs? Because a lot of TVs would love to just blare commercials at you, and they put a chip in there that you could activate, so it kept it at a certain level.
Yeah. You may want to try a podcast app like Podcast Addict that lets you create a list of podcasts you like, and it looks like it did have a leveling ability in it as well.
Right, and that way, the way those work is that you can set them to automatically download the podcast the minute they become available, and then you can just play which ones you want when you want, and like Steve said, if it's got a leveling in there, then it's a different way of doing it. But what it means is that once you set up which podcasts you want to listen to, they'll come out at a decent level.
Okay, I'll try that.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
Okay, thanks, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Yeah, it's a very hard thing to do when the streams are actually coming live over the Internet. It's up to them to normalize them, to level set.
Yeah.
And if they don't, from podcast to podcast, it's not really podcasts, it's streams.
Mm-hmm.
From stream to stream, then that's an issue that you can't solve.
That's one of the things I run into with our podcast is for the live stream, I'm patched right into the patch panel, which isn't leveled.
Right.
But for the podcast file, I actually download the file from the stream that comes out after the leveling.
And then normalize it yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, it's already leveled.
Yeah.
It's already normalized. Okay.
Yep.
Back to the phones. Our next caller is Ed from Rochester, New York. Hi, Ed. What's up?
Yeah. Hi, guys. I was. This has never happened to me before. I sent an email to a national organization. You know, they have just a sort of a template. You put your name in.
Yeah.
Obligatory stuff, your phone number, et cetera. And then there's a comment section, so I made some comments, and then I sent it off. And then it was weird. I got it back again, and it said there's a small little red sentence underneath the comments box that said, invalid content detected, please remove any Hotmail markups. So I tried it several times. I looked at what I sent. There was nothing other than standard prose in there with punctuation. And
what?
I sent it again, got the same thing back. So I called them and I said, hey, you know, you have something to tell your IT department that nobody can, you know, talk to you on this. It was a big religious organization that they, you know, that's how they get their money. And then any comments, et cetera.
Sure.
Do you know what in the world I can do other than just report it to them? Because I've never seen this before in any emails over the, you know, hundreds that you send out every day.
Part of the problem is it's not an email, it's a web form.
And what is likely happening is the punctuation you're using is a code from some markdown program. So like if you have, what is it, slash comma or something like that, you get it's codes, right. Codes that web programs use. And so the form is actually doing something, something it should, called sanitizing the input. A lot of the web exploits are forms like that where people put in, say, a SQL code or, a WordPress code or some sort of markdown code. And then when the web server executes that form, the code runs and the bad guy can take over the page. So it sounds like maybe their sanitization is a little overzealous. You might want to try it without any punctuation and see what happens.
Yeah, the only thing I could remember, I had a word like I put a dash between two words, like a compound word,
Right.
But the other stuff was just standard, capitalization and nothing exotic, I maybe put a semicolon in, maybe that was. But I've never seen that before, so I told the lady that it was customer service, and she kind of said, huh? And
yeah.
I said, well, tell your IT department, because if I'm having problems, I'm sure other people do, unless, they just say, how are you kind of a thing and send that off, But so there's anything that I can do is report it to them. Is that correct?
That's about it. I'm sorry, but yeah, that's about it.
You could. It might have been the semicolon because that's often used in programming codes. So stick to periods and commas, maybe.
Yeah, because I looked up the Hotmail stuff, and they usually have the carrots and the slashes and the start and stop and that kind of thing. I had nothing in there like that, so that's what threw me. So. All right, so I'll take out everything, and I'll just make it some lowercase dumb type of thing, so I'll probably go through. Okay. Thanks.
Sorry.
I'll try it.
Thanks, Ed.
Pretend you're MC Escher and do it all lowercase and no periods.
There you go.
Sorry, that wasn't Escher. Who was that?
That was E. Cummings.
E. Cummings, yeah.
All right, before we do anything else, I want to thank Mark and Mark. We've had two Marks for your donations. Thank you so much. You can join them. As you know, we are in a pledge drive, and we need your help. We'd like to raise $1,000 during this show today, but we can't do that without you. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Help us end this pledge drive early, and you don't have to hear us ask again for a while.
And when you do pledge online, you have to scroll down to the bottom to find the Soundbites gift pledges.
Right, so at those Soundbites gift pledges, if you pledge at a particular level, we have all kinds of very cool things that you can have, including, of course, the Soundbites mouse pad, the Soundbites 2-gig thumb drive, the Soundbites laptop bag and tablet for tablets or laptop. The Soundbites laptop or tablet bag. There. That was an actual English sentence. You can, of course, get the baseball cap. I love my baseball cap. You can get the great coffee mug, their zipper tote bag, and of course, at the $90.10 level or above, the Jazz 90.1 enhanced member card. That's a very cool thing. I have a friend I had lunch with yesterday who was thrilled at the stuff that he could do with that. And we're gonna take a quick break while you make that call at 585-966-5299, 1-800-790-0415, or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Mina Francesco, and you. It's 29 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the longest-running computer show in the known universe. That's right. It's Soundbites right here on the truly great and truly member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More Sound Bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1. It's hard to believe that Sound Bites has been on the air for 30 years. And nobody's been arrested yet. Join Nick, Dave, and Steve every Saturday from noon till 2 on Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 36 minutes after the hour, I was looking at it here and saying, 12 after the hour, that can't be right. And I'm just thinking, apparently I'm just getting too old for this. I'm too old for this stuff.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Back up. You're too old for the. Where does that put me?
Yeah, you're too old for being too old.
Oh, okay.
That's how that works.
All right. I can work with that.
Right. And as you know, we are in a pledge drive. I'm going to keep pushing it. We want to hit $1,000. We're not anywhere near, anywhere near $1,000. And I'm looking at all you folks who took the poll this week there so far. I'm delighted to say there's 111 of you, and they're coming from Canada and Germany and Great Britain and Ireland and the Netherlands and all over the U.S., and we'd love to have all of you become members. We need your support. We want to keep this show on the air. We want to keep the hits coming here. We want to keep this show staying alive, and the only way we can do that is with your help. Please make... No. No, do not. Do not. Do not.
Dave's going to have a heart attack. Sorry.
I have to apologize to everyone on the YouTube stream for watching Steve chair dance to Stayin' Alive. But for the rest of
you... We can't unsee that.
Those, you're right. Those of you who are still listening and watching, we want to thank those of you who become members, and please help us. We want to end this pledge drive. We want to be done with this. We want you to become a member of this station. Help keep this station alive. As I've said, I've had
music in my ears.
I've had a recent setback of my own, where I'm no longer in the newspaper because they got rid of all the freelancers. So this sort of nonsense hits home to me. We need your help. Please keep us on the air. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org, just like our latest two members, Steve and Nick. Thank you very much for your generous donations. And we are delighted. I seem to have had the wrong number there. There we go. We want to stay on the air. Please call. Please make the pledge. While you do that, I'll read another.
No, you don't.
Oh, we have somebody on the line. That's right. We do. We have. Sorry about that. We have Mark from Greece, New York, on the line. Hi, Mark. What's up?
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Peachy. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I see that you added Komodo to the Security Tango.
Yes.
And that's wonderful.
Thanks.
I just wanted to say thanks for putting in the time for doing that.
My pleasure.
It's a wonderful program, and if people use the free one, I don't see any caveats to using the free one. But the paid one right now is $4.99 for the whole suite.
$4.99?
Yeah, $5 for the.
Yeah.
And if you do a reoccurring charge, it's still $4.99 a year.
Right. Right, as if you get it now.
Yeah. And I mean that's cheap. I mean, that is really cheap.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's an awfully good program, and it does a very good job of helping keep you safe and secure. It has active breach protection, and it has all kinds of good things. So, yeah, it's a heck of a program, and $5 is pretty dang cheap.
It's really, really cheap, and while they're doing that, they can give you a pledge. I mean, you know, you're not asking for much. You're just asking for some help.
That's it. That's another unsolicited testimonial, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, the only other thing I can say is people should try to use, this is just my opinion, I don't know what you think, but there's a few add-ons to Firefox and also Chrome. That you can add that really helped me. And one of them is Komodo's Online Security Pro. If it flags a site, it gives you a big screen and tells you, you know, we don't suggest you go here, click here to go back to where you were.
Yeah, it's a really nice little feature.
And it's wonderful. It works really great. Another one that I kind of have a redundancy. I feel the same thing with these as I do with backing up. Not everything catches everything, so...
Yep.
I also use the Malwarebytes add-on, which catches what Komodo doesn't catch. And for grins and giggles, I have the Norton one on here, which isn't too bad. But those two catch most things. And then I use a little one called Traffic Light that filters Google searches.
Yep.
Ooh.
Yeah, there are a number of really good ones.
Pretty well, also.
Yep. Yep. Excellent.
So if people could add those in there, that would, you know, maybe do another cut in their infection problems.
That's exactly right.
So I just wanted to throw my two cents in there and also say thank you for adding Komodo there, because I think people are going to be really happy with it.
No, thank you. We're it's my pleasure to continue to update the Security Tango to make sure that everybody stays safe, because that's the whole idea.
I mean, I installed the program the other day, and it sandboxed it for me until I said, okay, don't sandbox it anymore.
Yep.
You know, you
can't. And for everybody else.
And like I said, $5 is cheap.
Right, $5 is cheap.
Or three,
everybody wants
three for ten.
$50 for their internet security.
Yeah. So right. if you have more than one computer in your household, they're also doing a 3 for $10.
Yeah, yep. Cheap.
3 for $10. Can't beat that either.
Cheap.
Yeah, and it's a wonderfully powerful program.
Yep.
And it doesn't bog down my system at all.
No, Komodo's good at being fairly lightweight.
Yeah. So, well, thank you again.
All right, thank you, Mark. Have fun.
Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. And I think you need to take Mark's advice. Make sure that you have good security. Dance Security Tango. Komodo is an excellent choice. And the most important thing he said was you should pledge. Make sure you pledge. We would love to stay on the air. And the only way that happens is if we continue to get pledges. It's that stark. It's that real. So please give us a call. Make the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free, 1-800-790-0415. If you call before 2 o'clock, you get the unmitigated joy of talking to the lovely Linda. If you don't want to talk to a human being, which is silly, I know Linda's a wonderful person, but if you don't want to talk to a human being, you can pledge securely online now or all week long at jazz901.org. As Steve said, you can scroll down and find the soundbite stuff. One of the cool levels, by the way, is the $120, hey, nice shirt level. You get the Soundbites t-shirt. It's a lovely shirt. And it's the only place you can get it. Remember, we sold them for the 30th anniversary show, but now they're gone from the Amazon store. You can only get them through here. So please give us a call and give us a pledge. You can call and talk to Linda at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Alternately, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Just like Mark did from Rochester. Thank you, Mark. We very much appreciate your donation. Join Mark and Nick and Steve and Mark and Mark. A lot of Marks today. All the Marks, call in. Every Mark on the planet, call in and make your pledge now. We need your help. And it takes less than 2 minutes, even if you're a very slow typist. Takes less than 90 seconds, even if you're a slow typist. Or talking to Linda. Why not do it now before you forget? Because we don't forget you. You should try to help by not forgetting us as well. So please make the pledge and make the call.
About 1,800 people a year are named Mark.
That's a good number.
Which peaked in 1960.
You mean new babies are named Mark?
New baby, yeah.
About 1,800 a year? Well, so that means there's tens of thousands of them out there who should be calling in. I want to fill my list with Marks.
Or, like, you know, it's always said, and I, you know, every year that I was up at the Jazz Fest.
1.2 million Marks alive today.
Every one of them. If every one of them called in and pledged $90.10, we'd be, or $120 at the, hey, nice shirt level.
Yeah.
Any amount is fine.
Any amount is fine. It gets us closer to it.
Mark Zuckerberg could call in. And
Mark Zuckerberg could call and fund this station forever.
Mark Wahlberg, Mark Twain, Mark Hamill, Mark Ruffalo.
It would be unlikely for Mark Twain to call in. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
The other Marks, yes.
He's playing poker with Stephen Hawking, Isaac Newton, and Data.
Except I believe Brent Spiner is still alive, so I hope he's not playing poker with data. Anyway, give us a call. While you're calling, I will read a news item because it's a Microsoft out-of-band update again on Thursday.
That you should install or shouldn't install?
Yeah, well, here we go. On Thursday, Microsoft released KB4522355. It's third update for version 1903 in October. The new update is a non-security and optional update, but it could be what addresses complaints about the start menu not working after installing the October patch Tuesday update. There are those of us who think that the start menu not working is a feature, not a bug. So, again, another patch for a patch on a patch. Microsoft's explanation for the fix for the start menu is a little cryptic, so it remains to be seen whether this update fixes the specific issues users were reporting. Microsoft's update summary says updates an issue that causes the start menu, the Cortana search bar, tray icons, or Microsoft Edge to stop responding in certain scenarios after installing a monthly update. This update addresses a whole bunch of problems that could be annoying for those affected. It should fix a bug that causes Windows 10 to display a black screen the first time users sign in after installing a feature or quality update. It fixes the same problem in 1809 from last week. The update should also address a bug that prevented users from connecting to a VPN, which turns out to be a good thing if you're using NordVPN, and another bug that froze the system at the sign-on screen. Some users also couldn't shrink a window in some circumstances. It's a bunch of fixes for Microsoft narrative-assisted technology. One bug stopped Narrator from working in certain touch mode scenarios. Another started Narrator after signing in, even when the user had configured it to start before signing in. Another bug caused Narrator to stop working in the middle of a session. And Microsoft claims to have fixed an issue with high CPU usage in Desktop Windows Manager when disconnecting from an RDP session. For now, Microsoft said it isn't aware of any problems caused by this update. I will pause while you laugh. These stability fixes will also be included in the November patch Tuesday, scheduled for November 12th. Are you ready to trust another Microsoft out-of-band update? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415.
They apparently pushed an update and then pulled it back yesterday, too.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very sketchy history Microsoft has had with their updates, and it's just... it's getting kind of ridiculous, but there they are, and one of the things you need to do is always have good backups. Backups are important. So to that end, you might want to go, and it's not working quite right on mobile, but you might want to go to asknick.com/backup.php and take a look at the various products that are available for backing up. For each operating system, Windows and the Mac and Linux and iOS and Android. So, you can take a look at all those products, pick something that works for you, and get enough backups.
And if, as Mark said earlier, it's good to have layers of security. Backup is a good layer, so that if something happens to your computer, you've got your stuff somewhere else.
Right,
and then we talk about the antivirus layer, the anti-malware layer, and now the anti-phishing layer. And so, it's often handy to have programs from different companies because not every one program can do everything, but a lot of companies have specialized in certain things. That's why on the Security Tango we recommend different companies for different things.
Right. All right. Back to the phones. Our next caller is Dennis from Henrietta, New York. Hiya, Dennis. What's up?
Hey, Nick, I'd like to take a shot at the trivia.
Sure. First time caller?
Greg Joswiak.
Greg Joswiak, you win!
Joz, yep.
Oh, thank you. I'm 2-for-2 now.
Yeah!
So I'm trying to find out what's going on in the modern world of cell phones and cell phone leasing and cell phone payment, where you can either buy the phone up front or join some kind of program where you make a monthly payment, and then sometimes you own the phone when you're done, and sometimes you subscribe and get a different phone after a couple of years or after a year.
Right.
And it's all just really confusing. Can somebody walk me through that?
No.
No.
Because it's
the show wasn't long enough.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with the easy one. You can just buy a phone and be done.
Okay.
We all know how that works. In terms of leasing the phone and monthly payments, just about every carrier, at least all the major carriers, have a monthly leasing plan where you pay them X dollars a month and you get a phone.
Instead of paying the $1,000 or $2,000 up front for the phone.
Right. Instead of paying for the phone up front, you pay monthly. And then every 2 years or every 3 years or whatever that individual company allows, you can replace the phone for, and that's in huge air quotes, free. But if you do the math, you will often find that the monthly charge over 2 or 3 years is more than it would cost you to just buy the phone.
What about those plans where you pay a certain amount on top of your cell phone service for the phone, and then you're enrolled in some kind of program where you're entitled to whatever the next release is?
And that's one of the changes the cell phone industry did in the last few years, including separating the phone payment from the service payment. So we used to see, you know, your cell phone bill was $100 per line, and that's all you paid. And that was the cost of the phone and the cost of the service. And at the end of 2 years, you got a free upgrade by keep paying $100 a month or whatever it was. What we're seeing now is you can separate that. So say it's $50 a month is the phone and $50 a month is the service. And when you pay off your phone, your bill goes down if you don't buy a new phone. Because a lot of people are keeping their phones more than 2 years now. But then there are other people that like to get the new phone every year that when it comes out. And so, again, most of the big companies have this upgrade program. So if it was $50 to pay off the phone, you might be paying $60 a month. And at the end of that year, you get the next phone. And they just keep rolling your payments on and on and on. So, in essence, you never pay off your phone, but you always get the new phone.
Okay.
And you're paying a little more than the phone would be if you bought it outright.
Yeah, but it really is math. And all you need to do is figure out, this is what the phone would cost me. This is what I'd be paying a month. And here's what I'm either overspending or saving. You know,
that helps clear it up.
Yeah, when I went and bought my Pixel 3a XL, I just bought it outright because the math was cheap, because it's not a $1,500 phone. The math worked out in my favor to just buy the phone and not put it on a plan.
One of the things also to keep in mind is if you're going to put it on your credit card, is that, you know, 22% interest credit card better or worse than the payment plan you're going to get from the cell phone company? So they might only be charging you 10% interest.
Right.
So you have to take that monthly plan, multiply it out the number of months you intend to pay for it, and see if that's going to be better than putting it on a high-interest credit card.
Okay.
Unless you have one of those cool low-interest credit cards.
Or you just do it with a debit card.
That I've heard of.
Right.
Yeah, or you save up your money and just pay for it with a debit card, so then it's paid off and there's no no payment anywhere for a credit card payment or a phone payment.
That's what I did. I actually used the debit card, so mine is paid off. So it ended up being significantly cheaper for me to buy the phone outright than to put it on one of those plans.
Yep.
Yeah, I just paid cash for mine.
And so anyway, Dennis, the idea is you need to take all of that into consideration. The actual cost of the phone if you bought it, what it would cost you on top of that if you put it on your credit card, whatever interest rate you're charged, versus paying it off with a debit card and just paying the money, versus however much it's going to cost you a month. And if that comes off a credit card and the interest for that one and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you crank up that spreadsheet and go.
And most of the company websites now will give you the monthly payment plan and the full I'm just going to buy it price. And so just looking at the Pixel 3, it's $19.96 a month. Well, that sounds good for 24 months. But you're going to pay $100 more over 24 months than if you just bought it for the $379 list price.
Right. It's less per month. The hit per month is less. And that you have to take that in consideration, too. right? I mean, right. That's your special, that's your personal circumstance. There's nothing anyone can really do about that. But the reality is that you need to do the math all the way down the line and make an informed decision. Being an informed consumer gets harder and harder all the time, but you need to work at it.
Good. Well, thanks for that clarification, guys. I really appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you.
And then you have to worry about what plan you're going to get and what carrier you're going to get, and that's even worse.
Yeah.
There have been comparison charts comparing different plans and different carriers. They change so rapidly as every new carrier comes out with a new plan to try to get you. We sometimes see the smaller carriers like T-Mobile will give you better deals because they know they have to compete with AT&T and Verizon. But then the NVMOs, whatever that stands for.
Who cares? Go ahead.
Yeah. Consumer Cellular and Straight Talk and the other, you know, the Walmart and Best Buy and other stores that sell phones under other carriers, you'll see different plans from them as well.
And so you got to pay attention to what they're saying, too, because I notice right now Sprint's running an ad and they sit there and say how they're, you know, you can get all this stuff, you know, the plan and all that for cheap. They do not anywhere in their commercial brag about how good their coverage is.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, one company claims the widest coverage. One company claims the fastest service. One company claims the fewest dropped calls. And so every company is correct when they're saying they're the best at this one thing.
Right, right.
So you have to decide whether you want dropped calls or whether you want coverage.
Right.
It's hard, yeah.
Our company had Sprint for the longest time, and we just had trouble because there was a lot of dead spots. You know, and now we've switched companies. And
that is one of the advantages of the bigger companies is they've got more towers out.
Yeah.
Right. One of the reasons that we remain where we are is because we can cover my daughter in Arizona for wherever she is.
Yep.
So that's, you know, that's pretty much you get a single choice there. I want to thank Anonymous for his, her, and or its donation. Thank you very much. You can join us. Don't forget, 585-966-JAZZ, 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We will give you a minute to do that. We will take a slightly longer break. Make that pledge. It only takes about 90 seconds. You still have plenty of time for a bio break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 59 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the longest-running computer show in the known universe. That's Soundbites right here on the Truly Great, and truly grateful to you as we really mean it when we say we are member-supported. Jazz 90.1. See you on the other side.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
WGMC Greece Rochester, a public service of the Greece Central School District, Jazz 90.1.
On Instagram at WGMC Jazz 901.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Wright.
And it's 6 minutes after the hour. You're hurtling headlong into the second hour of the longest-running computer show in the known universe. That's right. It's Soundbites right here on the Truly Great, and truly grateful to you that we can continue to be member-supported Jazz 90.1. To that point, let me thank Val for Val's generous donation. So thank you very much, Val. We appreciate it. We also want to thank Anon and Mark and Nick and Steve and Mark and Mark. All you other Mark slackers have not called in. We are in the middle of a pledge drive. We'd like to end it this week, but we want to make $1,000 during this program. We're not anywhere close to that, so who knows what's going to happen. We'd love to stay on the air. We'd love to keep bringing you this show, but We need your help. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll free at 1-800-790-0415 if you want to talk to the lovely Linda. Or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Takes less than 2 minutes of your time, and it keeps this show coming to you for another year. I know that listening to us pledging, pushing a pledge drive, or as many people call it, begging, is annoying. And just think of how different it feels when you actually are a member. Instead of being annoyed, you're smug.
Yeah.
You're smug because you know you're a member of the family, and that all the other freeloaders who are annoyed, the heck with them. You're a member. So join the membership. Become a member of the family. It's easy enough to do. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Linda will tell you all about the various levels, or, of course, you can see them if you scroll down to the soundbite section on the website. And, of course, as we all know, anyone who becomes a member, their breath is fresher, their teeth are brighter, their eyes are clearer, and they're much more attractive to whichever sex they would prefer to be much more attractive to.
And their computer is working better.
Your mileage may vary, but make the call, make the pledge. And in the meantime, those phones are not ringing. We would love to have you make the call. And while you do that, I will read the next news item. Apple has released a new version of its macOS Catalina supplemental update. The first iteration of the update was made available to Macs running Catalina on October 15th. Are they emulating Microsoft? A new update every week?
Updates. The iOS update. We've had four updates in a month.
Yep. Like last week's update, of which this is apparently a new version, this supplemental update promises to fix problems some users encountered when there was limited disk space available. This is one problem people have. We'll talk about that when we're done with this. It also fixes issues with saving Game Center data that users faced when playing Apple Arcade games offline, a setup assistant bug, and a problem that prevented users from being able to accept iCloud terms when logged into multiple iCloud accounts on the same machine. Apple says the macOS Catalina supplemental update includes installation and reliability improvements and is recommended for all users. Apple's update cadence after this year's annual software updates for its various platforms have been more aggressive than usual, one might say, with the company seeking to address bugs quickly. macOS Catalina was released on October 7th of this year. The big bugaboo, of course, it splits iTunes into three new applications, which follow the iOS model, TV, music, and podcasts, brings official support for a new method of porting iPad apps to Macs, brings new features to apps like Reminders and Safari, adds the Apple Arcade game subscription service in the Mac App Store, introduces the Find My and Screen Time apps previously seen in one form or another on iOS, and ends support entirely for 32-bit applications, among other things. This update fixes a bunch of problems that came with Catalina and also fixes last week's update. Very Microsoft-like. Are you happy with Catalina? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415.
And we at my company are still recommending people do not upgrade to Catalina. That 32-bit bug.
Feature.
The lack of 32-bit programs is a huge problem for a lot of people. It means that a lot of your older software won't work. We are running into people running old versions of Microsoft Office, old versions of Quicken, old versions of the Adobe Creative Suite that just won't work. My computer I have in front of me, I have 104 32-bit programs on the computer that will stop working.
Yep.
And that whole first page is Adobe, 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 Adobe.
Yep.
Well, I just...
So if you don't have to upgrade to Catalina, don't. We usually recommend waiting at least for the 0.1 update, if not the 0.2 update. But be aware and check all of your other programs to make sure that they will be compatible with Catalina when you upgrade. This is a huge change.
Right. We posted a couple of weeks ago a link to how to check.
Yep.
Well, my wife's laptop, Windows messed up Office.
I'm not surprised.
I got to reinstall Office because there was a couple things she wanted to... Do
she got this one, and I showed her after, because she's trying to open up something in Word, and Word's not working right. Just sits there in a blank page and everything else. Heck with this. Go over to Google Docs, selected that document, opened it up, but she says, well, you know.
It looks different.
Yeah. Keep
if
the
mom
happy.
Ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
So that's going to be one of my projects, I guess, this week is to unload Office and reload it again.
Yep, yep. But, now, look, I get what Apple is doing with the 32-bit applications.
And companies have had 10 years
right.
to fix it. They announced 10 years ago this was going to happen.
Right. And the reason is that there's something called a state change. When you are using an Intel processor, if you have a 64-bit app running, you are in 64-bit state.
Yep.
If you then want to run a 32-bit app, you have to shuttle off the 64-bit state to memory. You bring in the 32-bit state, and you run the 32-bit thing. If you want to go back to the 64-bit, you have to do another state change. Now, the problem is all these machines multitask. So you're running 50 programs simultaneously. If half of them are 32-bit, imagine how many state changes that is and how much that slows down your system. It's one of the reasons that Linux machines have been so much faster than Windows and Mac machines, because every program is a 64-bit program, and so you have no 32-bit state changes. Hmm. And now Apple is instituting that same thing. The problem is so many companies, as Steve just said, never put out a 64-bit product, or you pay extra for the 64-bit product, and people don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And what makes it so annoying, as I said, is Apple switched to 64-bit 10 years ago. They told everyone 2 years ago that the time is coming close that 32-bit apps will stop working. And yes, rewriting your program for 64-bit is a pretty major thing. But you've had 10 years to do it.
Yeah.
Microsoft has had 20. They started doing the same thing, but parts of Windows itself are still 32-bit.
Yeah.
And so
there's so much legacy code buried in there.
Right.
You almost have to start over and start from scratch.
Well, because that was one of their big things they touted was, you know, the backwards compatibility. And that if I had, say, some old documents that were in Word for, say, Windows 95, that whatever version that was at the time, even though I'm up to the current Office 365, I could still open up those old Word documents.
Documents should be okay, but...
But Dan, documents have nothing to do with the bitness of the program. So that's a separate issue. But the reality is that these people have just not stepped up to the plate to make their 32-bit applications, 64-bit applications. And if they have stepped up, many of them want to charge you extra, which is understandable.
It costs time and money
and programmers.
Yeah. There was a major
release
of your software and make 64-bit part of that.
Well, that's one of...
And probably the bigger problem is the orphaned programs. I use a program for adding the MP3 tags to the podcast. And that program has been orphaned. The developer's not updating it anymore. So I have to find a different MP3 tagger now.
Right.
Or never upgrade.
And that's where these developers are going to find the problems. I found one within my ham radio. There's two different programs. And one, there was a new feature out. So this other company jumped right into it, put it on there. The other company, folks were sitting there saying, well, when are you going to come out with it? And he was quite blunt. And I see his point in that he goes, I'm not going to do it. One, nobody's supporting it. You know, I'm doing this all on my own time. It costs money and time. Nobody wants to do it. So people are getting all bent out of shape because they want this free program to do these other features, but they're not willing to pay for it.
And that's a problem. Well, we see it here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We're in the middle of a pledge drive, for Pete's sake. This show is not free. Pay attention. This show is not free. There are people who, God bless you, step up to the plate, make the call and make the pledge, and then there are the freeloaders.
Yep.
So I'm going to talk not to the people who make the pledge. I'm talking to the freeloaders. What is wrong with you? This is not a free show. Dave and Steve and I don't get paid. That's true. We volunteer our time. That's true. But this station needs to stay on the air if this show is going to stay on the air. And the only reason this, the only way this station stays on the air is if you make that call and make that pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
And if you compare our station, if you folks ever came to an open house, and I would say
they're amazing
for what, you know, what we do here at Jazz 90.1, and look at the accommodations. It's not like we're spread all over a huge floor and everything else. We're very concise and, you know, packed in here. Whereas if you go to other radio stations and buildings, I mean, they've got, you know, rooms all over the place, you know, they're spread all over. No, we're very conservative in the space that we take up. If you come in and look at this equipment, it's all modern equipment. But you know what? That takes money to keep it up and going.
That's right.
If, you know, one of these disc players during the week goes down, that's hundreds of dollars that, you know, because they're not something you can go over to Walmart and just quick grab. These units cost money.
That's right.
And just parts on the board if that goes.
If we ever get to the point where this show will no longer be on the air, people are going to complain. But you know what? Look in the mirror. That's how this works. Look in the mirror. It's you people who decide whether or not this show stays on the air. And if you think it shouldn't stay on the air, turn the radio off.
Yeah.
If you think it should stay on the air, make the call and make the pledge. It really is that simple.
And you don't have to pledge a fortune. You can pledge $5. You can pledge $10.
Pledge-o-matic. Pledge-o-matic. You can do 10 bucks a month.
A minimum of $10 a month for as many months as you want.
And you can start and stop, you know, you can stop it at any time. You're not signing some lifelong contract, but you are pledging your support for right now. Circumstances could change. We understand that. But for right now, you know, it's 10 bucks that, you know, would just come out of your checking or whatever, you know, card that you use. And you won't even miss it. But yet you still get the tax deduction. You get the membership card, which gets you free, you know, meals. You know, you buy one, you get one free.
And the thing we don't talk about often enough with the membership card, I was talking to my friend of this yesterday. He was saying, He said, he's a member. He said, I love my membership card. We use it all the time. We've saved more money than it cost in our membership. And then he said, oh, and by the way, blah, 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 I'm going to California. My granddaughter, her first birthday, we're going to spend a month or two out there. I said, well, before you go, get online at the membership. It's on the card, the membership site.
Yep.
Tell them you're going to be in California for 3 months.
Where you're going.
They will send you the card for California.
Yep.
What? He said, what? I said, yes, might as well take the benefits with you.
Heck yeah.
And use them
take
there
the family
as well.
Out.
Take everybody out.
Yeah. You know it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Linda. The lovely Linda has been helping us out. God love her. She's amazing. And she has helped us. For those of you who stepped up to the plate, that's Kathleen and Michael. Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll check that out for you. Not a problem. Not a problem there, Michael. We'll check that out. So thank you very much for both of your generous donations. Join Kathleen and Michael and Val and Anonymous and Nick and Steve and all the Marks and become a member of the station. It's so easy. It's so simple. We wanted to raise $1,000, but we're well below the halfway point at this moment. And we're that's on you, right? But you can help us get there. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. www.jazz94.org.
And, you know, and we've pointed this out a number of times, and, you know, and for the folks that have heard it before, but some of the folks that haven't, you know, Rob took, and I've said this many a time, Rob took a big chance in inviting us here. You know, I mean, you stop and think about it, folks. On Jazz 90.1, throughout the week, you don't hear talk programs. It's all music.
Right.
It's only Saturdays. Now, this is what really blows a lot of people's minds, that he took prime time. A Saturday from noon to 2 is considered prime time. People are out, you know, driving around, doing shopping, doing this, doing that, getting family tasks done. They're in their cars, they're listening to radios, or they're working around the house, and they're listening to Jazz 90.1. Then, in the middle of that, all of a sudden comes Sound Bites. And it's been through all you folks that have called in previous and pledged that has kept us in this time slot. And coming to you Saturday after Saturday, hopefully a lot of good entertainment, because we like having fun with the show. We won't deny it. We love to, you know, kid around and that, you know. Computers are fun, folks.
Yes,
they make your lives a lot easier. You think about how lost you would be without that phone in your hand right now, because that is literally a small computer. Whether you don't want to look at it that way, but you get your email through there, you can do your web searching and everything else. And we've handled questions from cell phones right on up to regular desktops. We answer it all. And we're here every Saturday providing that information on our time is free. But we need you folks to step up and help keep the station going so that you can get that free information every Saturday from 12 to 2, which you've come accustomed to knowing that, oh, it's Saturday, 12 o'clock, Sound Bites is on, and you can sit there and tune us in. So please pick up the phone. Give Linda a call. Keep her a little busy. And if you want, like I said, to really get them going, you know, because our boss, he thinks he's got Saturdays off. But we like to antagonize him by saying, folks, go ahead, go online because you can do it securely. We do not resell the information or reuse it. The only thing we do is with your information is send you a thank you. And the receipt and the information for any of the great prizes that you might pick. So pick up the phone and give us a call and keep this great program going, if you would, please.
And that secure online thing is jazz901.org. Let me, you know what, talking about that email list and how we don't sell it or anything like that. As many of you know, I'm no longer in the newspaper, so I have started the Ask Nick newsletter at asknick.com, and damn, I've already had people asking me, companies asking me for my mail list. Well, I'm never going to sell that list. That's not what that list is for. You people trusted me, and I hope I've earned that trust, and I'm never going to sell that list to anybody for any reason. And the same thing is true here. Those people are never ever going to sell these people. The Jazz 90.1 is not going to sell that list. They will certainly send you a thank you. If I believe they say they will send you a reminder at some point. You can sign up for the newsletter, but nobody sells those addresses.
You will never get any other stray information,
right?
Other than, you know, from Jazz 90.1. That, you know, thanking you for your gift, right, and mailing you any of your stuff that when you pledge at different levels, you can pick other prizes. And that's where they use your information so they can mail it back to you.
You're right. I mean, it's very hard for us to send you any prizes.
Even the gift card. Even the, you know, the
without knowing your address. That's a little hard to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I will tell you, in all honesty, that I could make a lot of money selling my lists. But I'm never going to do it. And so the important part to note here is that we respect you and we respect your privacy. So joining and becoming a member of Jazz 90.1 or of the SNCC newsletter is it means that your newsletter is secure. It is not reused for anything else ever. So definitely don't hesitate to make that call and make that pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415.
Like
or
I said,
pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
And by pledging, you know, like I said, that keeps Rob busy instead of being able to sit around his house and, you know, just relax.
Do all the errands we try to do on a Saturday.
We keep him busy by letting us know that you folks pledged online. So it's kind of fun.
And like I said, we were hoping to hit $1,000. Unless you people start picking up that phone and hitting that keyboard, we are not going to make it. And that saddens me. I expected better, quite honestly, expected better of the Soundbites family, but I guess not. So at any rate, we're here and you can give us a call with your pledge and with your questions. We're always here for that. It costs money to keep this station on the air.
And we're so close.
We're close.
I mean, we're over halfway there, folks.
Yeah.
We're down the final stretch.
In terms of the whole station.
If we, you know, can just have you folks step up, it gets us that closer to the goal. This can all be done. We go back to normal stuff.
Right. We don't want to do this any more than you want us to do this. So make the call, make the pledge. We'll stop. The minute we hit $60,000, we stop asking. It doesn't get any simpler than that. All you have to do is pick up the phone, make the call, make the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Again, we do not sell our mailing lists. We do not use them for anything but making contact with you regarding the station and the pledges. And so all you have to do is make that call and make that pledge. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, with Steve Ray, with me, Nick Francesco, and with you. It is 29 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the longest-running computer show in the known universe. That's right. It's Soundbites right here on the truly great, and pay attention, truly member-supported Jazz 90.1. See you in a couple.
Before you call into our show, please make note of the following rules. 1. Turn your radio down. 2. Turn your radio down lower. 3. Remember, nobody has invented a good-sounding speakerphone yet. Don't use them. 4. Make sure you have a point. It makes for a more interesting show. 5. Calling does not guarantee you'll get on the air. No whining. 6. If you do get on the air, please do not tell the host what you just told the screener. We don't care. And 7. Is that radio turned down yet? We hope this will make for a more enjoyable program, and we thank you for your time.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 36 minutes after the hour, we are sound bites. And we are in a pledge drive. You knew that was coming. We've only got a half an hour, less than half an hour, about 20 minutes left to make our goal of $1,000. We're not anywhere near it, but we could use your help. But make the call, make the pledge, keep this show on this station, keep this station on the air. 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299, toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Now, a lot of you are saying, no, I'll do it later. No, you won't, because you'll forget.
Mm-hmm.
You will forget. So make the call and make the pledge. Or right now, you can say, hey, Google, remind me at 7:30 to make a pledge to Jazz 90.1.
For soundbites.
Or, hey, Siri, remind me at 7:30 to make a pledge to Jazz 90.1.
At soundbites.
And so that'll...
Your phone just went off.
I know.
Yeah.
It'll remind me. I already made my pledge, but that's okay. In any case, while you're doing that, I'll read the news. If your Google Home or Google Home Mini has recently stopped working, good news. Google will. What?
There's a fix.
Google will replace it.
Ooh, even better.
Yeah, this year there have been a growing number of reports of bricked homes and home minis on Google support forums and on Reddit, and the volume of reports has picked up since mid-September. It wasn't clear what the issue was, but Google finally acknowledged that there was a problem in September. It seems Google's had a breakthrough, saying on Thursday it found a fix for the issue, which was caused by an error in an automatic firmware update. Google says the fix will roll out to working devices soon to hopefully prevent them from bricking at any point in the future. The company will also replace affected Google Homes and Home Minis, even if they're out of warranty. Pay attention, the company will also replace affected Google Homes and Home Minis, even if they're out of warranty. We are aware that a small number of Google Home and Google Home Mini devices are affected by an issue that causes the devices to stop working. We have a fix that will prevent the issue from happening and we'll be rolling it out soon. We are replacing affected devices, the statement reads. Replacing the brick devices, even the old ones that are out of warranty, is a pretty classy move. Well done, Google. How's your Google Home or Mini? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415.
I was going to say, you got a couple of them, don't you?
I have a Google Home. I have three of them, actually. One of the local big box companies, whose initials are also BB, like big box, had a combination. A Google Home with a clock and temperature on the front, and they had it on sale for like $9.99.
Oh,
so I grabbed two of them.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
so one's in the bedroom, one's in the bathroom. Plus, I have my original Google Home in the computer room. We've also got a couple because I was working with a company that was doing some stuff on the Google Home and on the. Amazon Echo.
Mm-hmm.
So I also have a couple of Echo Dots in one in the kitchen and also one in the computer room.
But I was going to say, you can't sneeze without something going on.
Somebody's listening to me in every room.
I was going to say, you got to watch what you say in each room you go.
Yeah.
Because
but what's interesting is that I can now make calls over the Google Home with Google Duo, so I can actually call phones, not just other Google Homes.
Does it ever scare you, though? You know, if you forget that the device is in there, and you say something, and, you know, I picture, you know, just a quiet room, and all of a sudden, you're focused on doing something, and you lose track of what's going on, and you say something, and then all of a sudden, this voice out of nowhere comes in. Yes, how can I help you? Huh?
Yeah, right. One of the things that I can do with the app is I can turn on and off music, for example, on the various devices. Mm-hmm. So I've thought about doing that to my wife while she's in the bathroom. And I thought, that's probably not a good idea. That's probably not the best idea I've ever had.
I used to have a radio in the bathroom and would listen to music in the shower until the steam would get to it.
Yeah. Well, we have a fairly large bathroom, and that's fine. So I do. Before I get in the shower, I'll make it play music. But you can make calls to them, and you can use them as intercoms, which I will not also do when anybody's in the bathroom. But I could do that, and it's actually pretty cool. So the other thing is Google now has the Google Mesh Network that they've had for a while. It's now called Nest Wi-Fi, and it includes a router and access points for around the house. And the router and each of the access points are also now Google Homes. So they have a speaker in them. They'll play the music. You can use them as intercoms and all of that other stuff. So it's really a pretty nice deal all the way around as far as those things are concerned. And we're we do make use of those things, and we do use them. The one that always surprises me is the Echo Dot is sitting off in the corner in the computer room, and every once whenever we get a package, it starts the notification thing going, and gives me a little ding, and I always look around and think, where's that noise coming from? Because I always forget that I have one of those in the in the computer room, and I, out of the corner of my eye, I'll see this light flashing, and I look over, and it's a notification that I got another package from, or my wife got another package from Amazon. And Amazon really is taking over the world. It's just, it's nuts. It's nuts. Okay. Oh, this is great. This is great. I want to thank each of the people who were kind enough to pledge. Betty, thank you, Betty. Ed, thank you, Ed. And Anonymous, thank you, Anonymous. You can join them. They are the latest members of the Jazz 90.1 family. We are not anywhere near our goal at this point. We would love to stay on the air. We would love to stay on this station as Soundbites, but we can't do it without your support. Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online, as Betty, Ed, and Anonymous did, at jazz901.org. Lots of levels if you want to join at a level. You can join as a Jazz-O-Matic member, and that's a very cool thing to do. Or you can just simply make a pledge at any amount. We are not proud, and we are certainly not snooty in any way. So whatever amount you feel that you can pledge. But I should remind you that in terms of making a pledge at the $90.10 level, even if the only thing you do is listen to Sound Bites every week, that's $1.73 a week. If you want to pledge less than it costs you for a cup of overpriced charred coffee, $4.81 a week is the $250 level. Are we worth a cup of coffee a week? I happen to think
we are. I hope so.
Although I have seen some people that you don't want to see before they've had their morning coffee.
Oh, I'm one of them. Yeah. Oh, yes. 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 But
So skip your second cup of coffee and use that money.
Right. So even at the $250 level, it's a ridiculously cheap amount of money every week, under $5 a week, $4.81. If you want to talk about a cup of coffee a day, we don't even have a level for that. At the $1,000 level, we're only $2.74 a day, that's less than $20 a week. I personally think we're worth all of that, but mm-hmm. you make your choice.
Yeah, try a service call.
At the $120, hey, nice shirt level, that's only $2.31 a week. Or 33 cents a day, and if you're not listening to the jazz station, to the jazz all week long, you're missing out. We were talking about this on Thursday. I was on the air with Rob, and we were talking about the library of music here. There's albums that are out of print and have been out of print for decades, mm-hmm. and we have them either as records or CDs. And you will hear music that you truly, literally cannot even hear anywhere else anymore. And that's a resource. We are one of the top 10 jazz stations in the world. And we are number one. We were voted number one jazz station at the national meeting this year. The National Meeting of Radio People. I forget the acronym. But.
Well, we're one of, I think, six or seven jazz stations that play live jazz music. Yeah. In other words, we're a station where you don't hear robots. You know, we call it automation. Whereas, you know, you couldn't call in and request a song. I mean, during the day, during the evening, up to midnight, you can call here. There's a DJ here.
Yep.
An actual live DJ,
yep.
That if you request a song, I don't think there's one, not one of the DJs that wouldn't sit there and say, oh, okay. Because we all here at Jazz 91.1 realize that, you know, yes, we work here, yep. But it's your station.
It's your station.
Because you
folks. Well, if you're a member.
You folks that are members help keep it going and have that right to call in and say, hey, like to for you to play this tune or that tune. Do you think you could do it? And we're not like a lot of the others that meant they hang up and say, yeah, forget that.
Yeah, it'll show up in rotation at some point, or it won't.
No. Here, they'll literally, if we got it in the library, they'll pull it up and put it on. I know when I was DJing here back a couple years ago, that was one of the biggest highlights I had going was, you know, folks would sit there and call it, hey, could you play this or that? I'd be glad to.
Yep.
And it was great.
Compare that with other radio stations I've been to where the phone rings and they ask for a song and the person says, yeah, sure. And doesn't even write the song name down. And so I asked the DJ, you going to write that down? He said, no. If it's a popular song, it will come up in rotation. And if we don't play it on the air, we're not going to play it. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, they don't really care. There's nothing there. Yeah, we want to thank, we're on the air. You can.
Yeah, we're on the air. I didn't hear any of that because I had my headphones on.
Okay. He's deaf.
We're desperate and deaf.
Yeah, William called because you said you were desperate.
We are desperate. That's exactly right. Thank you, William. We are desperate.
Thank you, Linda.
We want to thank you very much for your pledge. Boy, are we desperate. And thank you so much. We are well below our $1,000 goal, well below our $1,000 goal. And we've only got about 10 minutes left. So we can make it if you make the call and make the pledge, but that's up to you. There's nothing we can do about that. And here's another thing to think about. There are a lot of you listening over the stream right now. That ain't free. We've got the radio stream. We've also got the Swingin' Blues Radio. That ain't free. If you're a jazz listener, you can sit on Twitter all day long and hear and see exactly what songs we're playing next. You know, I spent a lot of time asking Google or the Echo, what song is that? Well, you don't even have to do that on this station because we put it on the Jazz 90.1 Twitter feed. It's updated with every single song. That ain't free. And so we do all of this stuff. We're a high-tech organization, but high-tech costs money.
And if you saw the space that we do this all in, folks.
It's sardines.
Yeah. If you have not had a chance to, next time we have an open house, do yourself a favor and stop down. You will see that this station, for what they do, has a very modest, and I'm not overstating that at all. Yeah. We are literally in one little corner of Olympia High School.
Right. People come in and they look around and they think, am I in the lobby?
Yeah.
Where's the rest of the studio? Well, yes, you are in the lobby. You're also in the main office. You're also in the entrance to all the studio. And you know, like that. So, we're a tiny little operation, which is why we only come to you asking for $60,000. In the greater scheme of things, that is not a lot of money. And if you're a person who listens to this show, why are you not a member? At any amount, and I'm talking about any amount. Do you want to pledge $5? Okay, pledge $5. Yeah. $10? Okay. You can certainly pledge at a level.
There's no wrong level,
right? If you want to pledge at a level where you get one of the benefits, one of the prizes back, then yeah, absolutely, you can do that. That's fine. But if you don't, you can pledge at any amount of money you want. But the point is, make that pledge. We're very far below that $1,000 level right now, and William is right. We're desperate, and we thank him. So much for his generous donation. But we need your help and we need your pledge. We want to stay on the air, both as a station and as this show. And let's show the management here at this station that you appreciate what we do here. That's kind of a crass thing to say, but it is the truth. We need you to show your appreciation. Make the call. Make the pledge. Become a member of the Jazz 90.1 and Soundbites families, and it's easy enough to do. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415, or pledge securely online at jazz901.com. soundbites.org. Remember, when we hit our goal of $60,000, we will stop with the pledge drive. It will end. So if you don't want to hear us next week, well, either make the pledge and you'll hear us, but not hear us begging, or don't make the pledge and you might not hear us at all. So those are your two choices. And there's no third choice. You will pick one of those two. You will either pledge or not pledge. And then that's your vote for how this is going to go. So if you're interested in us continuing this, please make the call, make the pledge. Again, thanks to each and every one of the people who called in. William, Anonymous, Edward, Betty, Kathleen, Michael, Val, Anonymous, Mark, Nick, Steve, Mark, and Mark. Mark. And all you Marks, you still have time to call in. We did not make $1,000. We didn't get particularly near $1,000. But I want to thank everybody who did call in. And I do want to say I'm kind of disappointed in the rest of you. I'm both surprised and disappointed. But thanks to all of those of you who did call in, we appreciate it very much. If we're all very lucky, we won't be here doing this again next week. We'll just be here. If we're not lucky, well, something else will happen. And that's the way that is. As I've said before, I'm no longer in the newspaper. I'm doing the newsletter, but that doesn't...
let's say they were more than happy to have you keep writing your column. They just stopped paying you.
Yeah. I suppose I could have done it for free. But the fact is I need to earn a living too, so now I'm doing the newsletter. And people have been generous with that, and that's a separate issue for a separate time. But the point is that ain't no such thing as a free lunch. So we need you to make that call. Make that pledge and keep us on the air. And the way you do that is at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Pledging your support, keeping this station on the air, is how we do what we do every week. No government money comes to us, not federal, local, state, nothing comes to us. What we get is we get you. And so if you are going to be a member of this station, then that's the way to be a member. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Look, we're done. Hopefully this is the last time you'll hear us on this particular pledge drive. If not, we'll do it next week. But in the meantime, I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray. I'm Nick Francesco. I want to thank Jazz 90.1 and particularly Rob Linton for being generous enough to give us a home on this station. We'd like to keep it if that's possible. And thank you all. We will be back next week with a whole lot more of the longest running computer show in the known universe. That's Soundbites right here on the truly great and truly grateful to you that we are member supported Jazz 90.1. See you in 166 hours.